Taste of Chicago time.
This is how you make Monday great. Yeah. We got great food and booze in the studio.
We're making Monday great again. We're making Tuesday great again. We got live music coming up on Monday. We're calling this
basically a Friday
Rostock. This entire week it's all Friday all week.
Carnival wagon every day.
Well, as it turns, you know, it's really funny.
It's really not different than every other.
Because now I don't know if we consider Malort to be the Carnival wagon, but I believe that there's
on there.
We do have CH Malort on the Carnival wagon, and now the CH people are here with the Malort. And if they want to do a Malort shot, this is going to make my shopping for our deck party tomorrow very interesting tonight. All right, but let's talk about what's happening here at Taste of Chicago. All right, let me get it, because the studio's filled with humanity here. Neil Heitz is here. He's the manager of Taste of Chicago. Neil, thank you so much for being with us.
Thanks so much for having us.
And how many vendors are we going to have this year?
We have 80 food vendors down at this year's Taste of Chicago. We've got 45-day vendors. We've got 24 pop-ups and 16 food trucks.
I don't know what that means,
yeah,
though.
I can tell you all about it.
So 80 total.
80 total food vendors are going to be part of Taste of Chicago.
On any given day when we go to Taste of Chicago, you're going to have dozens of opportunities.
Any given day, there are probably about 55 vendors that you could choose from.
Okay.
300 menu items total.
Food truck, that's interesting.
Right. Yeah, we've got about 16 food trucks that pull in and out of Taste of Chicago that, you know, we've been doing that program for a while. It's really been great. We've got a whole area on the south end near the Goose Island summertime stage where, you know, we've got great music and we've got a whole bunch of really awesome, just a variety of food trucks going on down there.
People go nuts for food trucks. They pull up outside of work and the line is just down the block. Something about a food truck. I don't know.
It's fun to eat out of a food truck.
I guess so.
It brings you back to like when you're like eight when an ice cream truck or something.
I guess so. Yeah.
And I think that may be part of what the allure is. But you got to know what you're doing. Yeah, I like a food truck that's got a brick and mortar association, so I know how to find them if I have to find them.
Something goes wrong.
Yeah. Because not every food truck is created equal. I have found that to be the case.
I agree.
And then we have 24 pop-ups. So I think you were asking.
What is a pop-up?
Yeah. So we have 5 booths down at Taste of Chicago that are very clearly marked, really well done, nicely designed, and it says pop-up on them. Mm-hmm. And so every day we have a different food vendor in the pop-up booth, right? So we have 5 different vendors every day. There's one vendor that's there twice, that's hence the 24, but 24 different food vendors in the pop-up location. So if you came down for lunch on Wednesday and you wanted to come like after work on Friday, there's going to be a
different.
Whole bunch of bunch of different vendors.
That's
there.
A really good idea.
It's fun
because that does it, especially for downtown. And I know there's a lot of people, and you know we work walking distance from this, and people do. You know, if you work downtown, it's a good thing. People, that was the original intent
of this
thing. The
whole point of it, right?
Right. It was on Michigan Avenue originally. Arnie Morton started it. It was on Michigan Avenue, north of the bridge from Ohio Street all the way to the river. And it was, I don't know, like 10 or 12 vendors or something. And people would disgorge out of the buildings on Michigan Avenue. They'd go down, they'd have a little something to eat. And then they'd be off the street in time for the traffic to move again. That is not what it's like now.
That's not the case these days. We've got so much fun going on down there.
And then the music. Now, what did it explain the music?
Yes, we've got great concerts at the Petrillo Bandshell. That's every night. There's a different at tasteofchicago.us. You can check it out. We've got a little something for everybody. Indie rock. We've got just a whole bunch of different types of music to experience. So all of those tickets are on sale. Again, tasteofchicago.us. You could see Courtney Barnett, India RE, De La Soul, Bumbo Stereo, the Strumbellas on Saturday night. Mm. Really just a great lineup down there. And then we've got music, like I said, at the Goose Island stage. We've got a whole bunch of local bands that are going to be down there.
For a while it became really more about the music than the food, and you've kind of gone back to the food.
Yeah, we've shifted back the other way, and we're really trying to find the best happy medium, right? Especially with our 5-day approach. Again, something for everyone. We've even got theater this year. Second City is going to be down at Taste of Chicago Friday, Saturday,
Sunday.
Oh,
my God, I wish we had some Shakespeare down there. I like to watch people in velvet in 90 degrees.
Going to be there.
Oh,
no joke. There is going to be some of that. So, we've got something for everybody.
Wait. We're going to have Shakespeare?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying, like, there's musical theater and sketch comedy and a whole bunch of stuff. And maybe one of those is sort of Shakespearean comedy stand-up. You'll see. You have to come check it out, Ro.
Something for everybody, Ro.
Thou art a food stick.
It's hilarious.
Actually, you're less stick intensive now, too.
Yeah, we are less stick intensive. Yes. However, we will find out more about what food we do have on a stick.
All right, hold on. We're going to find out right now. All right, Kasha Guha is with us from Haka Baka, Indian Kati Rolls. And where's your restaurant?
Well, thank you for having me. I have two restaurants, one in Lincoln Park and one in the West Loop.
And now explain what you're doing here, because this is kind of interesting. You're taking Indian spices and it's Indian street food.
Yes.
Because there's a lot of white tablecloth Indian restaurants in Chicago, right? That's where a lot of people, they go to see, and it's like the whole thing, right? It's the whole idea. This is more, what's the difference between street food and what you're finding at a lot of Indian restaurants?
I think our food kind of touches the main hallmarks of good street food, which is affordability, convenience, and portability.
Right.
And that's why we do, we're famous for what you would call a kati roll. It's like, the way I'd like to put it, it's like if a burrito were to go to India.
Is that what you brought us here today? Because I basically inhaled the one that they put in front of me.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
It's absolutely delicious.
So we're doing that. It's basically a flatbread. We add chicken tikka, grilled onions, and our house-made tikka sauce in it, and we roll it up. And
so good.
The ideal food for the taste of Chicago. We also have a chicken tikka leg, drumstick, that we're going to be serving there as well.
As someone who's not so well-versed in food, what is tikka? What is that like?
Tikka basically comes from the word, Hindi word tikka, which means spicy.
Okay.
It's just basically like... You could think of it as a Cajun rub, if you will.
Ah, okay.
But we make everything in-house every day. The spice mixes are made every day.
Mm. And there is India heat is different than a lot of the other heat that you get. Like the America's heat's like, from Central America and stuff like that and Mexico. That kind of heat, Americans are getting used to what that is. The Indian heat is different because the Indian heat, it seems to start softer, and you're like, "Oh, this is fine." And then next thing you know, the top of your head is on fire, and it's for like an hour. And then it comes back. I love it. Indian food is one of those things that once you've adopted it, it is an amazing, amazing, amazing. And it's such a broad spectrum of things.
Exactly. And as you mentioned, Ro, like, I like to call it the afterburn, mm-hmm. when you're tasting it. Yeah. People are like, yeah, no, it's not spicy at all. Well. And then they take a bite and they're like,
sweet mother!
So it's not really that spicy, though. Obviously, we have to temper to the audience.
Yeah, sure.
A 90-degree heat, no one wants their head on fire.
No, that's true. I understand that. But I will say this. You go to it, if you love spicy food, I give you the India challenge to go to an Indian restaurant. And there's some great ones in Chicago, and you go there and you go, all right, test me. Let's see what this is. Forget about all the Tex-Mex barbecue places that are trying to blow your head off with a green pepper. Forget about that, my friends. There are curries that will literally, it will change your life, and your body will adjust to it eventually. I promise you. All right, well, that is great. It tastes amazing. This is really good. And about the chicken, it's an interesting thing. The chicken leg that you've got here that you're doing, people will think about this as barbecue, and then they'll bite into it, and they're going to go, oh, my God, what is this? Because it is, mm-hmm. it's totally a different flavor profile than people are going to be used to.
Yes, and that's what we're kind of going for, popularizing some of the more stalwart Indian dishes. Like, kati rolls are super popular across the country. Tandoori chicken or chicken tikka, grilled chicken tikka is very, very popular. So the whole idea, and that's why taste is such an amazing platform for us, is to allow people to be able to get familiar with what real Indian food is all about.
All right, now Jessica La Rosa is here from Black Dog Gelato, and this is also a Taste of Chicago thing, right? That you got to be at the end, you got to be actually eating the ice cream and then dripping it on the head of the baby that's in the stroller that is beneath you while you're doing it.
Yep.
That's kind of the thing. All right, and is this, what year is this for you guys at Taste?
Our first year.
Excellent. Actually, congratulations.
Yeah, thank you. We're excited.
I don't even have a sweet tooth, but what you have in front of you right now is calling my name.
Salivating.
Ice cream sandwich or gelato sandwich situation. What can people get for pick up from you guys when you guys are out there?
So we're doing two separate offerings. This one here, we're doing donut gelato sandwiches with Do Right donuts. We've got little mini Do Right donuts.
All right, so you take the Do Right donut, you cut it in half, and then you put gelato in the middle of it?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
And you're going to have three on a stick. So we're going to bring back that tasty taco stick.
Are you going to do three of these on a stick?
Three on a stick.
See, this is going to get all over the baby's head.
Down your hands, down your face.
Yeah.
Good time. And then our tasting portion is just a single donut if you want.
Oh, my God.
Which is cool because you've got the sprinkles, chocolate, and it looks like just regular glaze. So you even get options donut-wise.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
you know, this is changing. This is life changing for everybody here. And what is the and what are the price points? Do we do this by tickets still? Is that how this?
Yeah,
goes?
We still use tickets down at Taste of Chicago. We have Taste of portions. So every
how
vendor
digital
has
are
to
we?
Have
can we
some.
Use our phone? What do we do?
You can buy tickets in advance of Taste of Chicago until midnight tomorrow, and you go to we have will call windows at every ticket booth. You walk up, you've got your phone, barcode, scan, tickets out the door,
and then you get
done.
The actual physical tickets.
You
and
still
then
get
you
the
go.
Physical paper tickets. Right. Yeah, and you can use your credit cards though at all of the beverage booths. So to get a Malort cocktail, beverage booth, credit card, no tickets. Save your tickets for the food.
Yes, there you go. That's a better way to go.
Yep.
So it starts now officially
Wednesday, July 10th to Sunday, July 14th.
All right. So I want people to go, and I want them to get the chicken tikka, and I want them to go get the Black Dog Gelato. I honest to God, there is some doctor somewhere who is stopping right now and say, because I have no idea what the actual sugar content of what I'm looking at is.
A lot of sugar happening there.
But I'm going to
worth it.
I'm just going to guess. There are kids, there are going to be 10-year-olds who are going to set land speed records after they have one of these things.
Running around.
And it's gonna, right. Just in a straight, just trying to get the kids to run in a straight line. You should just really have a track for the 10-year-olds to go around in.
Taste of Chicago is big enough, right?
Yeah.
Just keep walking up and down, buying. You'll make enough.
Now, when the gelato falls on the forehead of the baby, does it come off easily? Is gelato harder to get?
No, they eat it, and that's how they're exposed to their first taste of gelato.
Because gelato's got that sort of little kind of a stickier sort of a it's a different consistency than ice cream.
It's a little softer.
Yeah.
So we serve it at a warmer temperature, so you'll have to eat it faster.
Right. It's somewhere between pudding and ice cream, which is what I really like about it, because it's sort of like I don't have to I don't want to brain freeze, and I still want the same hit that I'm going to get.
You're going to get the flavor with gelato first before you get that brain freeze.
Right. That's what it should be all about.
There we go.
Yep. And then there's sprinkles on top of everything else. All right, stand by. The National Weather Service has just issued a full Malort warning for the show.
And make it rain with Malort.
C.H. Malort is here, and we're going to explain Malort and why there were going to be Malort cocktails and why Malort is Chicago. All of that is coming your way. Don't anybody move. And live music on a Monday, because we're going to make every day this week into a Friday on the Rokan Show with Anna DeVlantis. But first, Kim, what's coming up in the news at the bottom of the hour?
Get real in the morning with Larry Potash, Robin Baumgarten, Paul Conrad, and the entire WGN-TV morning news team weekdays 4 to 10.
That's right. All right, Taste of Chicago is here. It's opening on Wednesday. They closed down streets on May 1st to be able to accommodate. I kind of really like. I appreciate that. Yeah. But here we go. It's finally here. It's a 5-day festival now. They've gone back to the roots of what Taste of Chicago should be. It should be about the restaurants. It should be about the food. There's going to be 80 vendors in total over those 5 days, about 55 per day that are going to be there, pop-ups, food trucks. And just showing off Chicago cuisine, which was the entire idea here, the great breadth and depth of Chicago cuisine, which is, you know, the number one. There are so many different guides for the world that say that Chicago is the best food city in the world. And I think that's without question true. There are some great food cities. There's
after no living question. Somewhere else, I could tell you everything sucks compared to Chicago.
Right. You can't. I mean, it used to be that, you know, it was said you couldn't find a bad, you know, meal in Paris or a bad meal in New York. And now I would argue that you can find bad meals in both those cities, and you cannot find a bad meal in Chicago. It's really, you have to really work hard to do it.
I think people come here now for the food, right?
Yeah,
I mean,
totally.
Like, they're here to, like, dine in Chicago, like, eat their way through Chicago.
Yep. The 13, you know, there's, we were talking about this, 13 million more people come to Chicago than they did a decade ago as tourists, right? And I would say that 80% of those are food tourists, that they're here because they know about, whether it's the Alinea's of the world that they're trying to go to, or some of the street food stuff, or the Pilsen, or just name your neighborhood where there's Logan Square, where everyone's talking about some chef. To me, the BYOBs are some of the best restaurants in the city. Are these BYOBs that are like, how, you know, who is this guy?
Right.
And how is he not, you know, some of them came from food shows, but most of them are like, why is this guy not world famous?
Culinary gems is what we call them. We're out there trying to get them down to come be part of Taste of Chicago. But the overall scene in Chicago, the tourism, it's so based on that food. And it's great.
That's right, Neil Height, the manager of Taste of Chicago, which is not a job I don't think I would want. All right, now, but now here's a job I might want, and that is the man who carries a bottle of booze around and tries to get other people drunk on it, which is sort of
it's
how
a friend of the Rokan Show right there.
Yeah, Tremaine Atkinson is with us from CH Distillery. We love CH. Chicago's very own. And as a matter of fact, our own Carnarvon wagon is stacked with CH product at the moment. And we proudly display the bottle of Malort. Now, as has been explained on this show, Lauren is a particular lover of the Malort, and she tried to sell it in all the other places she's had to work in in her career in Missouri and in Oregon, trying to explain Malort to the world. Can you, Tremaine, in less than 30 seconds, explain Malort to the world?
No.
There you go. He did it, and that is the way to do it. Correct. Because it really, Malort is...
I mean, if you go to a Chicago bar and they don't have Malort at the bar, it's not a Chicago bar.
Yeah, exactly. Get out of here with that. Yeah.
That was it. That was the explanation
there
right
there.
There
it is. There's your understanding.
Malort is Chicago.
Malort is a... It's a... is it an aperitif? What is it technically?
Technically, it's a digestive.
Oh, right. Yeah.
A digestif, if you're from Europe.
What's the opposite of digestive?
Good.
Yeah. All right. Okay. Now, and the idea
Are we doing Malort right now?
Yeah. We're okay. So if you go and you do a shot of Malort, I mean, there was an era within the last 40 years where there was something that came out, and you're like, oh, dude, you got to have this. Everybody's having it. And the first time you have it, you're like, oh, my God, what have I done? But then, over time,
but then
you get
you're
used
proud
to
of
it.
Yourself.
Yeah, you earn that badge of honor as a Chicagoan.
You almost start to desire it, and mm-hmm. and then you like to watch everybody else have that tortured reaction to it.
Yeah, that's half the fun. You know, here, try this. It's local. It's good. It's interesting.
What is it? It's herb. It's like if it's a digestive, it's herbs, right?
Yeah, it's wormwood is the main flavor.
Don't say
that,
Why would you say that?
That's because it's a hallucinogen. No, it's reputed to be a hallucinogen, but that may or may not be true.
Well, based on a few shots I've had, that may be true for some.
Oh, boy. Right. Oh, this is going to be an interesting night. Yeah. All right. All right, here we go. We're doing a shot of Malort in honor of Taste of Chicago. Can you do this at Taste of Chicago? Can you do a shot of Malort?
We have a delicious Malort cocktail, which is called the Chicago Mule. It's our little riff on the Moscow Mule. Mm-hmm. It's got Malort. Well, it's got Malort.
Oh, my God.
Okay. Right. I'm just going.
You got to be. All right, let's go. Let's go. Come on.
Bottoms up.
Right.
This Bottoms is up.
Here to we Chicago. Go.
We, to this Chicago. Is how we lost the farm. Yeah. There we go.
Yep.
Everyone's got Malort face.
Oh, my God!
I feel my A's getting more pronounced already.
Oh, man. All right.
You're welcome.
Chicago.
That's Chicago's finest export right there.
That after a holiday weekend bender.
reignited
something inside of me.
Try and make the tourists take that. Can't stick around for too long if you can't handle it, my friends.
That's right.
Oh, my God. There's something about that. I'm not quite sure what it is.
Tastes like home?
It was the wormwood. I think that's what you're tasting.
Yeah.
And
by the way, when people go, oh, it's wormwood, you go, I taste that in there.
I taste it.
Yeah.
I think it's going down a little easier for me because I had the gelato. I have a nice, base.
That is a recommended combination.
Good luck to all of you people.
And all Indian street food. Don't forget that.
it's so good.
A winning combination.
Taste of Chicago starts Wednesday.
Wednesday, July 10th.
And what time do you guys open?
11 a.m. Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, 10 a.m. to 9 p.m. Saturday and Sunday.
Excellent. Okay. Thank you so much, Neil.
Thanks you for having us. We appreciate it.
We got live music coming your way after the news at the bottom of the hour, which is 2 minutes away. Let's just say, trying to love you long time. Or Ami. I don't know. Let me ask her since she's right here. Ami, is it Ami or Ami?
It's Ami.
Ami.
Yes.
Yes. Now, Ami is good. We're celebrating Taste of Chicago, which starts on Wednesday. We had the food vendors in. But Taste of Chicago, of course, started as just a bunch of food tents on Michigan Avenue and then worked its way to Grant Park and became a gigantic, sensational music event. And now they're trying to sort of, they've kind of made the scope a little tighter than it used to be, and with 5 days as opposed to 15 days. And they've been very, very careful about the music curation because they want to make it as special as the food curation as well. So Ami is with us, and you are playing on the Goose Island stage on Thursday, right?
Yes, this Thursday, July 11th at 2:30 p.m.
And you have an after party event.
Yes, I'm also throwing an after party that evening at Refuge. The address is 416 South Clark. The after party starts at 9 p.m. Tickets are $12 for that. It is an after party slash concert slash jam session. So it'll be a lot of local musicians there. I have some friends coming from out of town. And I have special performances by Jamila Woods and Mickey Miller.
Oh.
Yeah.
The after parties are where it's at.
Yeah.
You know? What's different about it? A little more casual at the after party?
Yeah, it's a little bit more less intimate. Stressful.
Gotcha. Cool.
There is, I will say that the after party, when the after party is over, the after party is really the thing. And then when the after party is over, the after party, which is the, you know, that's the thing you definitely want to be invited to.
Right.
Yeah. So, all right. And where are you from originally?
I am originally from Gary, Indiana.
See? Yeah. Right there. You know who else is from Gary, Indiana?
Yes, we do.
Yes. There might have been a fan. Actually, there's a couple of different musical acts. People don't realize this, too, that some of the founding members of Earth, Wind, and Fire are also from Gary, Indiana.
I'm
going
to have to look that up. Yes. I never heard that before. Yeah.
They liked a tweet of mine once. It was a big moment for me.
Earth, Wind, and Fire?
Yeah.
Yes. That is a big deal. So, it's the kind of place where great music is going to be made because the air smells funny. That's why I think Gary, Indiana. It's because you realize I might die from breathing. I better write a really great song. And I think that's where it goes. All right, what do you want to play for us?
The first song that I'm going to do for you guys is entitled Hello.
Hello. Yep. All right, take it away. Ami.
It's been going good for a long time. We've been getting lots of alone time. You bring me that wine to help me unwind. You give me that cause it's all mine. Days are long and nights are longer. Life is rough but we are stronger. Everything changed since you're all mine. You come in my world and you stop time. When you say hello, hello, hello. Hello, 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 yeah. Hello, hello, hello. Hello, hello, hello. Everything's made right when you're in the room. You make sure I'm good, I'm comfortable. One word is all that it really took. One look and now I'm really hung. I built up a wall, then you knocked it down. Closed the door in your face, you still came around. You did what you had to do and I appreciate you. When you come through, when you say hello, hello, hello. 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 Consistency. Patience, loyalty, dedication. You never keep me waiting. You're always on time, baby. I knew from the start you're the right one. Always playing your part, you're the right one. One and one makes two, that's me and you. One word will do. Oh, when you say hey, when you say hello, 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 all you gotta say is hello. Sipping white wine at the chateau. We looking real good, let's take a photo. You secure the bag and I count the dough. On the road all summer, can you hold it down? I know you can, you the king, I give you the crown. When you whisper in my ear, it's the sweetest sound. You say the same thing, but I'm still spellbound. When you say
you say, when 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 you say hello, hello, hello.
There you go. I mean, yeah. She's going to be at Taste of Chicago on Thursday at the Goose Island stage, and then she's got an after party, and she's got an after party. And oh my God, it's going to be something. That is awesome.
Thank you.
That is
thank
really
you
awesome.
Guys so much.
Well, thank you for being here. All right, we got more music from her, but in just a second. But first, the Malort guy is here, and since he's brought the Malort. We might as well just have another shot of the Malort. I don't know. I mean, if you drink, I don't know where you are on any of that. It's probably not best for you. If you don't
right
already,
now.
Don't start. And if you do start, don't drink the Malort. That's all I'm going to say right now. Because once you're in. You can't get back out. It's Chicago's Drink and CH Distilleries, who does Malort in Chicago now, because that's the only place you can really do it, right? It came from here originally, and it's always going to be here. Is it not, Tremaine Atkinson?
Yes, thank God it's home. It left for about 30 years, went to Florida, which is understandable, you know.
Mm-hmm. Like
Chicago
my grandparents.
For a little while.
A lot
yeah.
of people do that, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, but then they died down there. So what
yeah,
know,
they
what
can't handle
there?
It over
yeah,
there.
You don't want to die down there.
Yeah. So then you brought it back. So you've reinvented an entire generation here now.
Yeah.
That's a hero move, Tremaine, bringing it back to its roots, to Chicago, where it's beloved.
Somebody had to do it. It had to be done. Yeah.
Superheroes wear capes.
I want to ask you a question. Because now CH, I got, you know, it's a liquor company. You're doing it. Did you start with the Malort? Is that how you, was that your gateway product or the vodka? Because vodka is that, you know, everybody talks about your vodka.
We originally started making vodka, and when I opened the distillery, I was a big Malort fan, but I didn't know it was made in Florida. And as soon as I found that out, I said, well, that's got to change. So it took me about 6 years. I bugged the owner. I begged her to let me make it for her in Chicago, and finally she refused, and then finally she called me one day and she said she was ready to retire and she wanted to sell the company.
Right after a hurricane, oh. I would imagine.
That's right.
Yeah. There's a hurricane warning. I'll sell the company. I'm selling now. Oh, my God.
So we brought it home.
Yeah. And how many brands do you have?
We make about 7 or 8 different, we make gin, we make vodka, we make some other liqueurs, mm-hmm. some things that are great for craft cocktails, but vodka and Malort are the big sellers.
Yeah.
And they'll all be on display at Taste of Chicago.
I gotta say, though, your gin is my favorite.
It's all so good. And if you haven't tried it yet, I strongly recommend it because it's some of the smoothest that you'll ever have. I was very pleasantly shocked, and then I drank a little bit too much of it at our little outing at Cork and Carry that one day. But
yeah.
It's so good.
Yes, we're still working on that police report. Jen DeSalvo has got the headlines at the top of the hour. What's going on? All right. Ami is here. She's at Taste of Chicago. She's going to play some more music for us. But before we do that, the guy who is the owner of Malort, whether we like it or not, whether he likes it or not, he is here, Tremaine Atkinson, and it is the it's Chicago's drink. It is the shot of Chicago, right?
It is.
It is the we keep it here. We make sure that it doesn't go anywhere else. Very important.
After he saved it from Florida.
Right. You saved, right. You brought it back from Florida. And now when people come here, if they do a shot of Malort, they can stay. Is that about how it goes?
Yeah. It makes you a Chicagoan.
Yeah.
It makes you tough, strong, and probably a little bit obnoxious.
We can handle it because it's in our blood somehow.
All right. Well, here we go. One more, and then we're going to have Ami. Ami, what are you going to play for us now?
Sunday afternoons.
And she's going to be there Thursday afternoon.
Yes.
At Taste of Chicago. See what I did there? And at Refuge for the after party, which is starting at 9 o'clock. Refuge at 416 South Clark Street. Ami.
Sunday afternoons with you. There's a million other things you could do. But you're laying right here with me, the most beautiful sight that you'll see. Sunday afternoons with you. There's a million other things you could do, do, do. But you're kissing and touching me, the most beautiful sight that you'll see. Things have been bad, we've been arguing much. I don't know how we get so out of touch. I love you the same, you know my feelings are real. My life has been changed by the love that you give. You are the one, my heart, dreams of, you are the one, my heart, dreams of, oh, Sunday afternoons with you. There's a million other things you could do, but you're laying right here with me, the most beautiful sight that you'll see. Sunday afternoons with you. There's a million other things you could do, but you're kissing and touching me, the most beautiful sight that you'll see. You always working, I always work too. We're always grinding, but sometimes we lose. Time to connect, time to perfect, time to protect this love of ours. And when the week is done, it's time to have some fun and get to know this love that keeps us locked as one. Oh, 'cause you are the one, my heart, dreams of, you are the one, my heart, dreams of.
I mean, she's going to be at the Goose Island stage at Taste of Chicago on Thursday at 2:40 p.m. and then the after party at Refuge Live. Thank you so much. Congratulations
on
your success.
Thank you.
Appreciate having you here. We got Justin Kaufman's going to join us in just 2 minutes and tell us what's coming up at the top of the hour.